I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm good, Leslie. How are you?
I'm good. It's a little late. We've jabbed. We've jibbed. We've jibber-jabbed.
We've walked around the park, sat on a bench, and talked until the late evening.
I know. We've chatted so much, but so I'm good too.
Yeah. I think I'm just excited to talk to you. I think this is what happens when we don't Marco Polo, is we just have to take 2.5 hours before it's recording true. To talk.
To talk about all the bananas things that happen in our lives.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah. And I feel like our personal lives have gotten a little bit more
silly.
Yeah. Like, just we have more to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Well, and on one of our many, many, many detours during our off pod mm-hmm. conversation, again, let us know if you guys are interested in Patreon. I think that would have low-key been entertaining, but like, what do I know? I was entertained.
Like, that was a good time. And like, are we saying that Patreon would be no bleeping out names?
Probably not. We're okay. Still going to bleep those bitches out.
We're going to, well, okay, we'll bleep out the names, but you'll hear more of the spirals.
You'll hear the fucking dirty deets.
Maybe. You'll feel like you're in our heads.
For legal purposes, I think we may need to cut out some things, like...
Or throw an allegedly in there. I've learned from reality TV, if you say allegedly to anything, like, you can't be sued.
Okay, my question is, do we control who pays for the Patreon? Like, can we kick someone off? Like, what if, like, someone from, like, one of our circles that we, like, nah.
We
nah,
know
girl.
They'll know who we're bleeping out.
Like, they'll be like, wait, this is about me. Like, can we kick them out?
Yes. I think we are is allowed that to have that power. Yeah, because it's our piece. Okay. It's our place.
Well, no, I know that, like, I'm not worried about, like, hurting their feelings. I'm just like, will Patreon, like, let us do that?
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. my question.
I'm like, oh yeah, like we could just, I'm like yeah, kick no, them I know. So that they don't learn what they don't need to know.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried
for
about
their psyche.
That.
Okay, no, I think Patreon would be like, prove it.
It'd be like, how much time do you have? Can we get on a quick Zoom? Can we talk this out? I feel like we could probably state our case, depending on who it was, like depending on what they meant to. Each of us, I for yeah. sure think we could be like, let's go.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
Allegedly. Okay, I like how we're leaning in. I feel like this is our next step. In, you know what, we're manifesting it right now. And I think if you guys can show us if you'd be interested in that, like anything yeah. to talk about,
it'd be like no limits.
Yeah, like if you guys would ever be interested in that, we actually do really need you to sound off in the comments. Like,
because we're not going to waste our time.
We love that our listeners are silent baddies who like just enjoy listening for the fun of it and might not even check out our Instagram, but just like
for
continually
sure.
listen to us.
I say, because we see you. Unless,
love it.
I don't like, I don't know who else is doing the downloads, you know, if you're not yeah. listening, like what's happening?
Yeah, but like our downloads are getting good, and like
yeah, that's it.
You like, guys are out there. We just like
globally, literally
talk to you. So like follow us on Instagram. Tell us if you would be interested in a Patreon, because we would be happy to make it work.
Well, and I know, like, sometimes we say, like, oh, email us, like, let us know. And then we, like, don't respond for several years. Like, just found out we can leave comments on Spotify. We had 2 comments from, like, several months ago. So I'm
We're
so sorry.
We're just old, guys.
I know. There was no class. There was no master class. We just bought microphones and started doing this. Like, there was no TED Talk.
There are tons of podcasts that are super fucking famous, but all of them are gatekeeping. All of them are gatekeeping how you go from the beloved mom and pop to, like, talking to people.
Some tours. Yeah. Like, yeah. I, you know, could be biased. I think we're fine. I think we're a good time.
I'm having a great time. And I love the growth that we're having. I think that we always compliment, like, we're getting better over time, and, like, we appreciate the people who started out from the beginning and are here. We love you guys, but, like, talk to us, please.
Right. And if again, like, if you want to know the hot goss, like, if you want to know the dirty deeds, like, we will do a Patreon and we'll do it as cheap as shit. We'll do it. We'll do it like a penny if we could.
We just really want to talk to you guys some more and feel closer.
That's, yeah, that just seems like one of a really fun way to do it. So,
yeah,
just let us know.
Exactly.
You know where we're at.
And I think tonight what this can do too is I think we do have some topics that might make people feel a little closer with us tonight.
They were intimate.
I think that's what started the tangents. Is I notice when we get kind of deep and, like, open up a little bit more to you guys, the off podness is like sorting through a lot of feelings.
A lot of mess. It is, honestly, like,
we got deep tonight.
Like, if one of our moms wanted to join, I might respectfully decline. You know, respectfully.
Respectfully. But so we'll give you a little taste and then you guys reach out and let us know if you'd pay a penny for the unfiltered thoughts.
Yeah, let us know. Well, and while we were chatting, like, it would have been perfect there. We hit a spot. We hit something that I was like, oh, this is perfect. Perfect segue. That was like an hour ago. So we'll just start off by saying that this episode was Amber's idea.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain it? I just gathered, like, if I need to know this, you also need to know this.
Yeah. Or, like, my kind of thought too was, like, this is just a recurring thing where it's just like a core memory. Like, I think about this.
Like the day that you learned something?
Yeah. Or, like, the information I learned. Yeah.
Okay. I'm afraid I may have misunderstood the assignment.
No, so. I like when we go separate directions because I think we get a full rounded study.
It is very round.
Because
here.
You guys, the text message that I sent Leslie, I'm actually willing to read that.
Oh, okay.
Word for word. So you can kind of just see where my head's at. So I was trying to think of about something we could talk about, and I have a really random one, but I wanted to see what you wanted to talk about, and you said, what do you want to do? And I said, follow along.
Stay with me now.
I've been thinking a lot about a movie that really fucked me up, and I think it would be fun to talk about something. It doesn't have to be the movie. It could be knowledge that we've learned, just something that stays in our head and fucked us up ever since we learned about it or saw it. It's so random. Like, it's literally
so random. No, obviously something very specific happened to you. Yes. Honestly, is what that means.
I know that when I present these, I am not, we're not going to talk about the same thing.
Never.
Yeah.
While we are so alike, we walk such different paths. You know.
So I'm really excited again that we're not, like, falling into the same thing. I think I just vaguely explained it enough to get the gears turning.
Okay. Yeah. Mine are all, like, things that, like, I wish I didn't know.
Love
it. I do.
Love it. So it's, like, fucked with you because you know it.
I think about it. Right.
Yeah.
Obviously. So, because I made a list. Amber said she didn't. But during the pre-pod chat, we were talking about old people. Yes. Somehow old people got brought up.
They and always I, do.
And that reminded me of this fun fact. It's not a fun fact. Of this little fact that I know. That there's a super high STD rate in nursing homes. Because they all just fuck each other. I don't like
That's it. Horrible to think about.
I don't like it. But my sister-in-law used to work at a nursing home. And she told me that's And she just said it so nonchalantly. I should just be fine with it, you know,
another day. Everyone knew that they were still racking their rickety bones together.
Literally.
No wonder they're in so much pain. They're throwing hips out and shit.
No shit. I know. Well, and Laura, my sister-in-law, would be just because they're old doesn't mean they shouldn't enjoy themselves. I'm like, no, that's exactly what it means.
I'm a little prude.
I'm uncomfortable. So, at some age, respectfully, I doubt anyone of that age is listening. Come on. You just got to call it quits.
Well, and I love that you did not stumble upon this information willingly. Weren't do old people fuck?
Yeah. This didn't pop I love into that my head.
Someone just forced this knowledge on you too. So it was non-consensual.
100%. So it's if I have to know this, you have to know this. So
yeah,
you're welcome.
So then I'll tell you the one that got this text going, because I'm going to be honest. Hadn't gone to the garden at all that day. That was pure.
Oh my god, that was a that super was... text. That's what's most shocking.
Yep, that's just how honestly. Deep I was in my explaining process.
Okay, you mentioned earlier today you're I think I might have a little bit of ADHD, even though they told me I don't. I think you might have a little bit of ADHD, even though they told you you don't.
It's a spectrum, right? I kept asking my therapist. I'm are there? Is it a spectrum? Do you get a little bit of it? And she's
a big range, right?
Yeah. And she's yeah, sometimes you can just have some stuff that's just there because someone with ADHD raised you and you don't have it, but you picked up a habit from them.
Oh, so yeah. Who is it?
I have no idea. Couldn't tell you.
Mom and Dad, sign off. Who is it? Which one is it?
You tell me. Yeah, who gave me this?
You guys played it off really well.
Thanks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, we're having some deep talks in therapy, guys, about ways that I could maybe communicate a little slower, a little clearer. I'm just learning how to talk better.
Okay.
And so... Now I feel though sometimes I'm overanalyzing how I'm explaining my feelings, and then I get down to the micrometer of explaining my shit.
Okay. To everybody?
No, it's respectfully to the people who get me the most, and that's you and my husband.
Okay. That's yeah, you're not word vomiting on the butcher.
No, I'm not. I'm just a how you doing, and then they usually word vomit on me, and I go, oh, that's crazy. I hope you have a great night.
Can I just get this and go?
I'm glad that my aura says welcoming, but that's not what I'm feeling right now.
That's not what I want.
No, so I'm not doing that type of social, because I feel that's inappropriate.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, but when I'm comfortable with someone like you or my husband,
yeah,
I feel like you guys understand why I'm explaining everything the way I do. So, but I kept replaying a movie scene over and over. When you're craving something and you just got to have it. It was a movie scene that I was oh, I just randomly remembered this, and I haven't watched this movie in 10 years.
Okay. And you're I just want to watch it?
No, it just made me uncomfortable that I had watched it in the past.
Oh, I do have a few of those, but they don't come back to haunt me. But if I minus Freddy Krueger, but if I thought about it.
Yeah, it'd pop up.
Right.
So the other day I was driving to work and it was foggy, and that's what woke the memory up. So it was actually really uncomfortable because I was remembering a horror movie while I was driving through fog.
Oh, that's scary. Fog is scary.
So this happens not every time there's fog, but like it's a high number because it's fresh in my mind. Like I can replay it without thinking about it. And it is Stephen King's The Mist.
I've never seen that one.
We didn't torture you with that in high school because that's when I watched it.
Oh, respectfully, you if it fucked you up, you probably were like, let's go, literally die.
We like saved it until you fell asleep.
Like she will literally die of fright. Like yeah. It's going to be over for her.
I'm like protecting your psyche.
Stephen King. Oh, wait, is that when they're in the gas station?
Yes, they're like at the grocery store and the giant bugs with the fog.
We did watch that one. That one didn't scare me.
That one fucked me the fuck up.
Oh, no.
So, again, not every time. Oh, it's 11:11.
Oh, it scared grandma, too.
She was like, yeah, I knew you shouldn't have watched that. So, if you don't know the movie, it's this husband and or dad and son, and they go to the grocery store to pick something up. Mom stays at home, and there's this weird mist that comes over the town and it's really, really thick and anyone who goes out in it disappears.
Yeah.
And so they start locking themselves into the grocery store because they pick up on the pattern and giant bugs attack the grocery store and they're like poisonous and trying to like break in and kill them. And so it finally gets to the point where this group of people has avoided like the psychotic nature that is being like in danger, locked in a place together, escapes like an angry mob that wants to try to kill the giant bugs. And they get in a car and they drive away and they go until the gas dies out. And then
tragic. They're,
huh?
That's tragic.
Oh,
I don't remember most of this. So you're telling me a synopsis as well.
And this is the hyperfixation that I'm also on the spectrum for. And so they run out of gas and the mist is still all around them. They are devastated. They don't know what to do. So there's a gun in this vehicle that they steal, or they find a gun or something. Somehow they get a gun. And there are enough bullets for the dad to shoot everyone in the car. I think there are like 4 or 5 passengers.
Oh my gosh.
And then he gets to himself and he's out of bullets.
Oh no. But he killed everybody?
He killed everybody first and he was the last one.
Oh, fuck.
Because no one else could like bring themselves to kill someone.
Did he kill his kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he killed his kid.
Oh my gosh. That's tragic. I don't remember any of this.
Maybe, and then it's dead silent. There's no noise in the movie. He's bawling. So you're uncomfortable because it's overly silent after like really dramatic music. And then he takes a deep breath, tries to shoot himself, and he runs out of bullets. And then he's just like hyperventilating, upset. And then the next scene, you see a big light and he is relieved because he's like, okay, like let the bugs take me. Whatever. It's the army clearing away the mist.
No.
And he's like looking around at American soldiers in gas masks that have lights on them. And they have these like fucking Ghostbuster vacuums sucking up the fog.
And he just killed everybody, including his kid. Fuck.
And they were like trapped in the grocery store for like weeks. Like they grew a relationship with these people.
Oh no. So his kid wasn't even the hardest shot is what you're insinuating.
Mm-hmm.
That's tragic. Yeah, I don't really remember. I remember the grocery store. And
fucked me up, dude.
I can tell.
And now like, again, it's not every time there's fog, but it's a high enough number that I'm like, oh, we're going down this. And I think about it while I'm driving through the fog.
But do you feel safe in your car?
Yes.
That's good.
But like, I'm like, why is my brain doing this to
panicked.
Me? I'm like, where are the big bugs?
Is this the time? That's so funny. Similar to Mist, growing up, I used to have to go get the paper in the morning when it was still dark. And hate it the most. And I Am Legend.
I don't know. Oh, that fucked me up too. Like, not as much. Don't remember all of it, but it's horrible.
Oh, see, that one's ingrained. And there's this part where they're like running barefoot on like concrete, and so all you hear are their fucking like pitter patter. And so in the morning when I would go get the newspaper, I would like hear the pitter patter. It would like play in my head, and I would like fucking run to get the newspaper and then run back to the house and like lock the door super fast. I was horrified.
You know, I don't remember that moment, but I do have that feeling. Like, yeah.
It's a not fun feeling.
That was what I would get when I would have sleep paralysis. And, like, the Dobermans that I've talked about in the past, like, being tied up in my room. I would feel that pitter-patter anxiety feeling walking into my bedroom.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. There's a reason I was a kid that, like, slept on the couch all the time.
Yeah.
No, like, absolutely. I was not comfortable in my room after dark. Yeah.
Have you been in there? Because I know you stayed at your parents' recently. Did you sleep on the couch?
No, I slept in my parents' bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I slept in my parents' bed, but, like, my room now is just a crib for ravioli, so.
We're going to take a quick pause. My
You're all upside down.
I'm sorry, you're probably gonna get nauseous. Not great lately. Okay, so sorry.
It's okay. He has been patient. Like, we're going on like 2 hours of being on the podcast.
He has the whole house. He can go do anything else besides fuck with me. Yeah, that's a terrible feeling. But you didn't feel any weird vibes?
No, driving, it was just like playing in my head. And I was like, God damn it. Like, why am I thinking about this right now? Like, it wasn't like an anxiety, like heart race thing. Uh-huh. It was just like,
why is this still hit me?
Yeah. Yeah, like,
right.
Why am I still, I should be over this. Yes.
No, it's a core memory.
It is. So, yeah, that was what started that sparked text message. It.
Nice. And it's been like really foggy. Like, I don't know if it's global warming or what, climate change. I don't know what's causing the fog. I just don't remember it being so foggy. No. Like, especially in the fall. I feel like it was a foggy fall. All fall. Like,
yeah,
I
don't remember, like,
that as a kid.
Neither do I. And like, I'm here for the vibes, but also like, I didn't learn how to drive in this bullshit. I'm born and bred Colorado. My dad taught me how to do donuts in the parking lot so I could control my car. He didn't teach me how to turn my brights off because the fog makes it worse.
It is, it's true. It does. I know.
Do you know how many times I forget and I'm like, oh.
Does Rosie have amber lights? Do you have fog lights?
I have no idea. I'm going to be completely honest. They told me to read the manual and I was like, sure.
Well, you might have like fog lights, and if they're amber, which fun, you know, your name's Amber, but that really does, it doesn't like reflect off the fog.
Oh,
so maybe try that.
I'll have to have my husband educate me, because unfortunately he taught me how to turn my dash down. It was that like old lady, like bright, like iPhone for years. And then Craig finally was like, I'm sorry, I had to turn it down because it was really foggy one night and I couldn't see because it was so bright in my eyes. And I was like, I have been trying to do that for years. Like, I've been messing with the settings. It's a fucking button by the gas tank latch. Like, who's looking there?
I didn't know that, actually. I know. Well, because you...
Well, pay back like, for the information I shared with you about the Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, Amber's been holding out on me for, like, a lot of information.
Well, I didn't know. I've been blinded for the past 3 years because I didn't know how to fucking turn it down.
That's it. Okay, we're even. Fair enough.
Yeah, and that kind of fucks with me, too. Like, thinking about the fact that I was a helpless old lady and my husband had to educate me on electronics.
Oh, no. Don't let that get you down, because then I would be down all the time. don't do that.
Yeah, so that also fucks with me.
No. We're just girls. We're the charisma hires.
Yeah, so what's another one? You said you had a list.
So I kind of figured, it's been a joke amongst the explorers, amongst us, really for anybody in my life, when I find out that they like this animal, I figured we could talk about like why dolphins are like, I have such beef with them. Like, what about them irritates me? And it's like, if I have to know this information, like, this is why they're
the fucking assignment.
What?
You understood the fucking assignment. Oh my god. Because like, this also gives me the same feeling that that movie gives me. I'm reliving it.
I do get bad vibes when I think about dolphins.
And then I relive like the childhood trauma that that probably ensues. Like
what?
No, you go. I just this is good.
Okay, okay. So now, and maybe by the end of it, you'll also be a dolphin hater.
And that's where I'm torn, fingers because as a child who had a dolphin-themed bedroom, I'm like, ugh.
I just know you had a bunch of creeps.
Problem.
No, you weren't the. You didn't know. You just had a bunch of creeps' eyes on you 24/7. It's not your fault. It's not mom's fault either.
I invited the predator into my home.
That's how all those tales start. Okay. So the biggest thing that like, I mean, we'll skip to the biggest thing because they're the rapists of the sea. We'll hold on to that. But like, they kill other animals like for fun. Like they kill things and they don't eat them. So they're just doing it for shits and gigs.
Yeah.
That's bad.
They're the problem.
And they like play like ball with like fish. Like catch.
Like they're frat boys.
For sure. They're fucking assholes. The rapists of the sea. Mm-hmm. Respectfully to all frat boys. But I've never really met one, to be honest. I wasn't cool. I did not attend anything Greek related. Like,
didn't attend things, but like crossed paths with things, and that was unfortunate. Yeah, like I didn't go to their parties, but like sometimes they were where I was, and I was like, "Why are you here?" Yeah,
were they? Are they as bad as the stereotype stands?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if my cousin Jordan is listening. I know that's your type. You just informed me of that at Thanksgiving break, so I'm judging you now.
Now you get the vibe.
Now you're being judged, respectfully. okay, so yeah, that's dolphins. Mm-hmm. Great.
This is gold. This is great, guys.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm having a good time.
The male dolphins like kill like baby creatures, like sometimes baby dolphins they kill for fun, but like just baby whales and like baby things that they can control, they just like kill it for fun. And then Google says it's because I was like, why do they do this? And Google says it's because they know if they kill the babies, then like the female dolphins will like mate with them.
Yeah, they're faster. Like getting rid of the competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frat bro.
Or like, so you're not, you know, they're postpartum dolphins. They're like, they don't want to fuck you. They have a baby to take care of. So they're like, oh, well, I'll just take care of the baby. You're watching they, like, South Park right now.
Like,
I don't know what's happening.
The, can we maybe... I know that the female dolphins probably kill for fun too, but like, can they say that they're a little bit better than the males because they might not kill their own young?
I think we could say globally that female anything is probably better than men.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's where I wanted to be. So I appreciate the permission.
So fuck them. That sucks. Pufferfish, which are just little cuties, dolphins bully them. And it's because if you get them to, like, you know, floof up, they release toxins, and that makes the dolphins high. And so they fuck with him so that they can do drugs.
Get high.
Yeah.
Do you, like, sympathize with that a little bit? Because, like...
No, I'm a stoner, and I would never impede on another creature.
Okay, love that. I just wasn't, because we did also discuss the
The what?
Never mind. We can cut that. Sorry.
It's been a long day. Okay. It's okay.
So as a stoner, that's the line. It's like, yeah, you aren't going to hurt another being to.
No, I'm not into that.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
Well, and what's worse is like, so it'll be like a group of frat dolphins and they will like get the pufferfish upset and then they like pass it around like a ball. So they all can get high.
It's like passing around a joint, but like mean. Right. Oh.
But like with a pufferfish. And then usually because the pufferfish has been like
traumatized,
or just been like bashed around and banged around, they usually die. So they're just killers. Killers for that high as well. That's shitty. And I'm a stoner.
But like, so then you got to wonder like how high, like what could we equivalent this to human, like is this heroin, like is this like,
oh true,
I'd be interested to know what the addiction rate is to pufferfish to dolphins, because like
is this just like a geek that's bar horrific status,
or like yeah like
I know, isn't that terrible? Again, if I have to live with these, you also have to live
that's
with
just like I didn't know about the pufferfish, that's fucking horrific, because
pufferfish are really cute. They're really nice.
And they, like, don't fuck a lot, like, with shit, right? Like,
no.
They're just fish.
There's this guy on TikTok, and he's, like, a gangsta, and he's got this really cute aquarium, and he has a pufferfish, and his pufferfish is really sensitive, and so when he, like, is gone, he says the other fish, like, bully him and get him all upset, and so he'll come in, and
because they all want to get high.
Oh, are they just like forever bullied? That's really sad.
I'm sure it's dolphins aren't special.
If I see him, I'll have to comment.
Just
on
like it. Ask him, be like, is it because they want to get high, or is that just is that just a dolphin reaction? Because like,
are dolphins the only drug addicts of the sea as well?
Or are all your fish also like addicted to heroin right now?
Oh, no, it's really cute. And then he, like, comes in and he's like, hey, my boy. He, like, talks to him. And then the fish, like, you can literally, he, like, starts to smile and he, like, diffuses all of his air.
And then he probably yells at all the other fish to leave him alone. So all the other fish listen. Which also is, like, shocking that they're that smart to, like, know that he's a protector and he doesn't even get in the water with them.
And, and just think about the ones that are being treated like a beach ball.
Oh my god,
it's very sad. I know.
And then like the guilt, the little white girl guilt that I have for decorating my room with dolphin shit.
No, don't feel guilty, it's okay, you didn't know.
I didn't know, guys.
Don't cancel Amber, she didn't know.
Because I really am apologetic, like it's genuine. Oh my god, okay, so do you have any more?
Oh, I have plenty. We haven't even hit the sexual harassment yet.
I'm so sorry.
They're bad animals. I think I mentioned, you know, they bully sharks for no reason, you know, the shark will just be like just be chilling and the dolphin will like ram into it, like go out of its way to
the shark's like, I already have a bad rap, my guy, like can we not?
He's like, I don't want to kill
I
you.
Only do this when I'm hungry.
Right. Oh,
this is out of necessity, not like vicious, like the dolphins are the vicious ones that are doing it just because. Oh my god.
And I guess this is a good time to talk, like it's not really their fault. Like this doesn't necessarily make them assholes, like, but they're so fucking smart, they're like insanely intelligent.
So they're just like the bored smart kid that's like, oh stupid dumb.
Yeah, but they're like killing everything.
So they might be like smart enough to be sociopaths.
Oh for sure. For sure.
Oh my god, I didn't think that we would get this deep into the dolphin psyche tonight, but I'm shocked.
it's true. Two more things and then we'll get to the biggie. Okay. So scientists have found that they like have different whistles that they can do, and for a while there they thought it was like names, like how dolphins give each other names, and so that's how they like communicate. But then they started to notice that like certain whistles that they would like frequently use would like get a reaction from other dolphins, like usually a bad one. And so it was almost coming off as like a taunting thing. Like they would like like whistle a slur at the other dolphins, and so then they would get into a fight.
They're smart enough to be narcissists, racists, and sexual predators.
Yeah. And I mean, what's it when you're like against people with disabilities, because they like pick off other dolphins that are like weak, you know? Oh. They just like kill them. Ain't no time for that. Like, they're fucking not great.
They're the red hats of the sea.
Oh, yes. That's a perfect. But they're smart.
Oh, you know? Okay. Well,
maybe the Scientologists.
Because of evolution. Like, we'll say that they like still believe in science.
Okay.
Okay.
Or maybe like the Scientologists of the sea. Like, I'm trying to think of like
bad. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Because they're pretty smart. They've learned how to
manipulate. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, you found it.
Dolphins also remember. They have like really long memories. Like they'll recognize people or like other fish from like several years. Like they like, it's really creepy. And so if you have like beef with the dolphin, you know, like something really bad happens, like they will remember that, and like the next time they see you, they'll be rude as fuck. Like they'll hold a grudge against you because you upset them however long ago.
I wish you guys could see my face. I'm just in shock.
So last thing, the biggie, sexual aggression. Usually like when they're mating, it's not a consenting event for the female dolphin. Typically it's done by multiple male dolphins, and they attack a female dolphin and like a very violently assault her. I mean, I know it sounds crazy that we're talking about dolphins, but like like, I mean, and maybe it's not aggressive to her because that's what they all do, but like
if they're smart enough to like decide to murder, they're smart enough to like show consent.
I like, would agree with
less
that.
Evolved animals show consent.
That's true. No, that's a really good point. So yeah, like it's like I said, like I'm sure, I'm not saying all the time, like I'm sure maybe because they're obviously smart enough, they can develop relationships with each mm-hmm. other, and maybe there are two dolphins that really love each other
and they don't know that they're in an abusive relationship.
Maybe, right? Yeah. But like it's really uncomfortable. Like I'm not saying you should like watch animals like mate and it have it,
yeah, like you don't need to look that up on YouTube or anything. We're not saying that.
But I'm saying if you watch dolphins have like mate and have sex, it's like low-key uncomfortable. It's very aggressive. I don't like it.
I get it.
Yeah, so they really, really, really are terrible. And I can tell you, this all started, this like my hatred for dolphins all started with the Bad Girls Club on Oxygen. There was one of the bad girls' name was Judy, and this was like a hill that she was willing to die on, and it stuck with me. And it's I mean, that was like, I mean, I was still living with my parents, so at the minimum, over a decade.
I love that most likely a woman who is like also ripping people's weaves out and shit is educating you on how uncomfortable doctors or dolphins make her.
Well, she just let me know.
Was she a scrapper though? Like, did she also?
Oh, 100%. She was a baddie. She was one of my favorites. She was. Mm-mm. I wonder what she's doing now. I really am curious where she's at in her life.
I really love that she like just shepherded you towards some knowledge that like has stuck with you, and it's like it makes sense. It tracks. Like,
it's ingrained.
She's not wrong. Like, once you started to not point things out, I was in denial because there was a love for dolphins that ran deep in my soul.
It's okay. I think then, most people do deny because you're like, that's it's outrageous.
They like, because they're narcissists and like attention now, that I know, they like ride next to boats, and you're like, and they like to hear the oohs and the ahs, and they're animals that you could actually train to do tricks, but mm-hmm. like they do it for the vanity of like the claps and the like they mm-hmm. they want to be that girl.
Well, and if they're holding grudges, if you do something bad, like, they obviously like to be doted upon. They obviously like to be treated like
a princess.
You know, I'm that thing. I know. Yeah. They're just really bad. It's a no for me.
Well, I have to I have to go with my heart on this one, guys. And my heart says that I made a mistake in the past and I supported a community that I do not agree with at all. And I am so sorry that I didn't watch more Bad Girls Club, because I too would have. I can't believe that there aren't a lot of people who aren't touched by this conversation who were avid bad girlies.
I'd be curious if you watched, like, I don't know what season it was. I was a very regular viewer, which is hysterical because it's me. Like,
I'm honestly shocked every time you, like, tell me you watch reality TV, because I'm just like, oh.
But the ones that to be fair, I haven't watched The Bad Girls Club since I was in college.
So no, it's been... but like, but the chokehold that it had on you was like,
it was
like me and Big Brother.
Like, right. Yes. Like, I still quote things from Bad Girls Club on the daily.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand. Anyway, I wonder if we can watch those. And if you were a fan, like, I just need to know, did Judy, I don't even know her last name. Did it stick with you?
Yeah. Did her educational TED talk on dolphins just rock you to your core?
And I feel like you need to know, she had like a very strong New Jersey accent. She was a Jersey.
So it was the Jersey Shore vibes. The Jersey Shore accent explaining how dolphins are predators to a room full of women that are like, we just like to get drunk and pull each other's weaves out. Like, what? Were like, she's fucking crazy.
Oh, she was. Yeah, none of them believed her. Like, then it became a joke because they like all like made fun of her. And so then I think I was like, I never related to anything more in my life. like a hill that I was willing to die on.
You were like,
nobody
get it.
Nobody understood. I know. So I just, I picked up the torch and I've been carrying it since. So.
And I love that now, like, it comes full circle and we speak out to our following of podcast listeners as she spoke out to the following of Bad Girls Club.
I feel like we're having a moment right now.
We are. I love that for us. Well, I have one more if you think.
Yes. I need to know.
Okay. So this one showed up tonight. I was actually thinking about it. So like I had.
Fresh.
Well, and I had the one that I thought of and then I was like, oh, now I'm going to have to like think about some more. And then I was like, well, I can't research this. Like, I'm just going to have to sit back and think about it.
Right.
And I hadn't come up with anything for a minute. And then I was like, oh, my God. Something huge happened in my life and I haven't shared it with you yet.
With me or the listeners?
Both.
What?
I haven't shared this fun fact with you.
No, I hear you. But like, what? I feel like this is like this happened one other time in our life. And when you told me something, I was like, what? I don't know if you remember what the thing was.
Yes, I did.
And I was like, shook.
So I think this is more just a pullback that I don't know if you'll even remember me bitching about, or I've bitched about it so much that it's going to be ingrained in you. Do you remember me complaining about the fan in my bathroom being too loud?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay, so this is...
yeah.
Because that's what I mean. I meant like... This is so deep and it's such a pull that I didn't know if you would remember this because it was slowly driving me crazy and I don't know how much I talked about it.
No, I don't think you talked about it a lot, but I feel like recently you must have like hit your breaking point because I feel like you recently told me about it.
So my husband and I have been talking about it. It is our daughter's bathroom. There is a requirement now where you have to have a fan running. Leslie and I are all too aware of this because we both bought houses in 2020 and we were new builds. It came with the house. The information came with the house.
Yeah, they just said this fan's going to be on 24/7. And I was like, all right.
Cool. And it was to protect us from some poisoning.
Mm-hmm. Which is something very common in Colorado.
Yes. So just something that now I know. And I was telling Leslie how crazy the fan was driving me. And I was getting to the point where I was going to see if I could find an electrician who would illegally turn the fan off.
Right.
I was willing to risk radon.
Nice. Just open a window every now and then. You'll be fine.
That was your advice, like word for word.
Oh, perfect. Okay. At least I'm consistent.
So my husband must have also noticed that I was at my breaking point, because all of a sudden I come home and he's kind of looking at me weird. And I'm like, what's up? Like, we're talking about our days. He keeps looking at me like I'm supposed to be catching on to something and I don't know what I'm supposed to know. And he goes, oh my God, do you hear it yet? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
And he was like, I fixed the fan.
Did you know what he was talking about?
Yes, Leslie, because I'm losing my fucking shit.
Okay. Okay.
And I was like, how did you fix it? So during our warranty, the builder required we allow people come in and check our houses before the warranty ran out. It was usually like month 9, so mm-hmm. that they had time to fix anything before the year ran out. These two fucking idiots are welcomed into my home because I'm a dumbass. They're 2 hours late. They're up in my HVAC system because they're supposed to be cleaning it out. They're screaming at each other through it. They're talking about how they bumped into something. And like, it just sounds like they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
You're like, is Dumb and Dumber happening above me? Like,
and I let these men into my home.
You didn't know better. It's okay. Ugh.
And ever since then, that fan has been loud as fuck. And I kept saying they did something. But they didn't. It started out like slow. So like, it wasn't all the time. So we kind of just thought like, oh, the house is settling. Like maybe, I don't know, something's weird. We thought maybe the clip was rattling against something. So finally, after I've clearly hit my breaking point because my husband and Leslie are aware of the fan issue. Safe space. He gets up in there. There's a piece of like plastic.
Ugh, I knew it was going to be something stupid like that.
Stuck in like the fan blades.
Oh, so no, it was catching and it was probably loud as shit.
And for years, it was just going.
No wonder it drove you nuts.
And so I like talked to my, like my, I, he told me and I was like, oh my God, I've never loved you more.
I've never felt so right in my life.
I've never felt so heard. You like, we were both annoyed by it and we both agreed it was annoying, but we both couldn't figure out what it was. And we were like racking our brains. And then finally my husband just was like, I need to get in there. Just I haven't heard the fucking fan since.
Nice.
It fixed it. Good we didn't job, have to Craig. Call an electrician. It's great. And now Ravioli's like, I can't sleep. It's too quiet.
Oh no.
We've conditioned her to the noise.
So she needs a white noise. What is it? White sound? White noise?
Yeah, a white noise machine. So we have to go, we have to invest in one of those. This got me wondering, like, sound frequencies. There are things called sound baths, right? So we're doing these classes to cleanse ourselves. And I was like, do sound frequencies that are off fuck with your brain?
Yeah.
If you hear the same annoying sound over and over, like, will it negatively impact your mental health?
I think so. Like, it can really fuck up, like, your mood and shit.
Yeah. So I Googled it. And yes, different sound frequencies can negatively affect the brain, impacting cognition, mood, and even triggering neurological issues like seizures, especially with prolonged exposure, high volumes, or significant patterns with very low, high frequency hums or chaotic noise, interfering with the brain wave synchronization and increasing stress.
Oh no. So do you think you've been like losing it because of that fucking fan? Is
that we hit that point in the frequencies it became torture.
Became a problem. Well, I'm so glad it's fixed. And at least you didn't have to pay an electrician and you didn't have to get a new part. How was it easy to fix, did he say?
Literally, it was like a piece of like wrapper. Like it was like a plastic, like something had been wrapped in plastic and they just missed taking a piece of the plastic off.
Idiots.
Yeah, and it just flapped around up there like a fucking old titty. Like, just... And I was horrific. Like, we have slowly been driving ourselves crazy.
Oh no. Well, except Rav.
Rav was like, she was like born that way. She never knew anything else. Like, she was like, where's the noise?
She's just been like jamming to the beat every day.
And now it's too quiet.
Oh, bless her.
But we'll work through it. But it's yeah, so that was where I was just like, oh my God, Craig, like, are we gonna get like less bickery in like a month or something when we've gotten used to the quiet? Like, I'm just so excited to see what, like, how we backtrack into like normal living.
Have you been like sleeping better? Could you like hear it when you were trying to sleep?
Yes.
Okay. So
like, you remember we would record here and I couldn't close the door fully because it would start to rattle.
Yeah.
That was because of the fucking plastic, because it was shaking everything in the fucking fan.
Well, then maybe this is great. Hopefully this is like going to be a game changer.
I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, great. But like the torture that we went through for so long we finally cracked.
Fuck those guys. You should sue. I'm not going to say the builder. You should sue them for
torture. I like literally asked my husband. I was like, I don't know if they hold on to files this long, but should I call and be like, hey, like, if you ever use this, whatever company you sent to my home again, like, just know psychological warfare is happening.
I mean, you could. I don't think they would do anything about it.
No. And that's what my husband kind of, he was like, it's great effort on your half, but like, he's like, they might not use them anymore because they might not be the lowest bid anymore. Like,
right.
It's all about money. And I was like, okay, I'll just sit with this information.
I'll just slowly die. It's fine. Of torture. It's great. Thanks. Well, snaps for Craig. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. But that is one of the things where I'm like, now I fucking know.
That you can die of.
It's in here. Sorry.
Is it that you know that you were right, or is it that you know that you've been neurologically tortured for the last 5 years?
Number two. And nice. Like, next time I know to like push back and be like, this isn't good for us. We've mm-hmm. already gone down this rabbit. Like, I will probably be a crazy old woman telling my daughter, like, make sure you do sound baths so you can balance your, like, she's gonna be like, Mom,
that's okay. I love that. We're gonna be the woo-woo ladies.
Yeah, so I think it's just changed me, and this will be the episode my daughter listens to someday and goes, oh.
This is where it started. This yeah. is the origin story. Yeah. Got it.
So that's how it's been sticking with me.
Goodness. Well, that I can see how that would change your life. I know. It's fucked you up for 5 years.
I know. I'm like, yeah, bitch. I'm working on all cylinders finally.
Has the sleep been amazing?
Yeah.
Good.
I've slept in. I'm catching up on sleep. One of the things too is if we didn't hear the fan, she did, and she would like breathe really loud over it because I don't think she could hear herself. So she didn't realize how loud she was breathing.
Aww. Yeah.
So I think she's waking herself up by breathing really loud.
Nice.
So I think that, you know, we'll have to just...
It's going to be an adjustment.
Yeah. And I think a sound machine would be lovely because we could control the volume. So great advice, Auntie Lou.
I'm so excited. And the holiday season's coming up. So
I know.
That's perfect.
I think that really does segue if you didn't have anything else on your list.
No, I did find out that today that people can feel their eyeballs or can hear their eyeballs move in their head. That was disturbing, but that was really all I had.
I like that. That's the little nugget that you wanted to make sure everybody else knew.
If I have to, if you know, this, you do.
You have to. We don't even have to deep dive.
I mean, you can, but it's weird.
It's just there.
Weird thing.
I think that this segues great into. We just appreciate you guys for listening. This has been one of my favorites. I love deep diving into things, but you guys know I always love a jibber jabber that just gets me giggling. And this was it. And it's the last one before the holiday season. And I'm happy we're ending on this joyous, yes. joyous feeling.
So is this the end of 2025 as they know it for the Grimmistics?
Yeah, this is the last episode.
Oh my gosh. This was like more than a jibber jabber. This was like, there was meat. Yeah. It wasn't just like a BLT, you know, yeah. It was a BLTT.
Yeah.
With turkey.
With the turkey. Yeah. You know, those real fancy restaurants that do the turkey and the bacon.
I do have a problem with just straight a BLT. I mean, I eat it. I like it, but you gotta, I need the turk, you know?
Nope. I'm a BLT babe. You know what my go-to is? Jimmy what? John's BLT sandwich.
Jimmy John's anything, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I will say your husband's BLT that he made us for the Halsey concert.
He's so good at that.
No, it was so good.
Yeah. That is Craig's hidden talent. He knows the more mayo, the better. And I love him for that.
They slapped. I think we got back to the hotel and ate like two each.
Yeah, which is... Not normal for me. Like
not normal for me.
Yeah. So
anyway,
we got to the meat of it. It's the end of the year. I love that we ended up here. And yes. We're just so excited to go into the new year with a new goal to hear from you guys. Would you pay a penny for a Patreon? Make our New Year's wish come true. All I want from Christmas is a yay or a nay.
That was so cute.
That was on the fly, guys.
Mariah Carey, don't sue us because it was identical to.
It was not a. It was not a unique thought.
It was so good. I'm complimenting you. I'm seeing you sounded just like Mariah Carey.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're welcome. But also, I'm really tired. Please don't sue.
Don't sue us. Don't sue us, please.
All right, guys.
It's 7 minutes to midnight our time. Which isn't that a song?
It is.
Oh my gosh. What a throwback. Again, things that are just rattling up in our little brains.
It's happening.
Okay. I'm sure we probably could have more to talk about, but I think on this note, if you have nothing else to say, and I have nothing else to say, thanks everybody for listening, and we will spook you in the new year, probably on a Tuesday. So
not a lot of change there. We'll see you then. Bye.